Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1063. What is the connection between your brain and your gut? By Denise Kinsley with MyNeuroGym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, before we get to today's post, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list every month. On the first of the month, which is just about a week away. I can't believe it. So if you want to be in the drawing and participate, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What is the connection between your brain and your gut? By Denise Kinsley with MyNeuroGym.com. Did you know that the brain-gut connection is at the core of our overall well-being? Remember that visceral gut feeling you had when you decided to walk down one road instead of the other? What about those butterflies in your stomach that took off before you spoke up in class for the first time? Scientists are learning that the intimate relationship between the gut and the brain is bidirectional. Your brain sends butterflies to your stomach, and your gut relays its state of anxiety to the brain. And during stressful situations, the brain basically changes the entire performance of our digestive system. When there's stress at one end, there's bound to be stress at the opposite end as well. Our emotions are a reflection of our gut function, so whatever's going on in your gastrointestinal tract or GI tract may be a true reflection of what's going on in your head, and vice versa. The intelligence of your second brain, also known as your enteric nervous system or ENS, a complex system of about 100 million nerves found in the lining of the gut, comes from an evolved ecosystem of trillions of bacteria and other microorganisms residing mainly in the intestines. Research has shown that the body is actually composed of more bacteria than cells. These organisms living communally with one another inside the human body are collectively called gut microbiota. This powerful group of bugs plays many roles in the overall health of human beings. We now know that it is possible to alter your gut bacteria in a way that positively affects mood and brain function. By altering the bacteria in your gut, you can better handle stressful situations, deal with fear, improve your mood, and reduce anxiety and depression. Director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Neurogastroenterology, Jay Pasricha, MD, whose research on the enteric nervous system has garnered international attention, explains, quote, "The enteric nervous system doesn't seem capable of thought as we know it, but it communicates back and forth with our big brain, with profound results," end quote. The brain, the gut, and the bacteria and microorganisms living in the gut are in direct communication with each other. Unlike the big brain in your skull, the enteric nervous system, or ENS, can't calculate how much you'll need to save for early retirement or tell your brain what you need to know for your next exam, but it can determine your mood and mental wellness. For example, a somatic disease study determined that anxiety and depression contribute to the unpleasant gastro condition called irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. The brain and the gut are linked together in a dense network of neurons. Through a well-coordinated correspondence between neurotransmitters, hormones, and electrical impulses via a pathway of nerves, including endocrine, immune, and neural, the brain in your head and the brain in your gut can easily communicate. Gastroenterologist and author of The Mind-Gut Connection, Dr. Emerin Meyer, writes about the interaction between the gut and the brain and how their relationship not only ensures the proper maintenance of gastrointestinal homeostasis and digestion, but is likely to have a strong effect on our motivation and higher cognitive functions, including intuitive decision-making. So when it comes to the decisions you make in your life and how you choose to nourish your body and mind, understanding the brain-gut connection is key. Awareness and close attention to your second brain are crucial for your overall mental and physical well-being. In his book, Dr. Mayer discusses how the most incredible aspect of the mind-gut connection is that there is a direct link between emotional stress responses that then affect not just the gut, but also the microbes in it. Quote, "What we put into the system interacts with the microbes, and that's ultimately what determines how food affects us." End quote. It's like magic. Here are 7 helpful ways to keep your brain-gut relationship healthy and free of any toxic communication. 1, think of your food as your medicine. To boost your brain-gut health, eat your leafy greens, berries, nuts, seeds, oils, beans, grains, cauliflower, and other cruciferous vegetables. Avoid packaged and processed foods as much as possible. The ancient science of Ayurveda teaches us that food is medicine, and digestive health is the gateway to overall health. Eating the old-fashioned way, fresh, whole, and balanced, also helps you to shed excess weight and increase your energy. 2, feed your belly the good bacteria. Make sure you're getting enough good gut bacteria. Try miso soup and other healthy fermented foods that promote strong digestion, such as sauerkraut, kimchi, and kombucha. Eating yogurt that's rich and alive with probiotics is another easy way to ingest beneficial bacteria. 3, drink warm lemon water. Start your morning routine off with warm lemon water. This healthy beverage improves your hydration level, may increase your body's ability to absorb nutrients, and may help to keep your colon healthy. For variety, add ginger or honey to your warm lemon water. 4, avoid cold drinks over ice. In general, it's best to avoid super cold beverages, especially before and after meals. Cold beverages may douse the digestive enzymes needed to stimulate digestion for proper assimilation and elimination. 5, practice mindfulness meditation as much as possible. Set aside time each day to pay attention to what's going on with your mind and body. Be mindful of what's happening when you're going through the motions at work and at home. Eat mindfully too. Slow down to enjoy what's in front of you instead of rushing through your meals. A mindfulness practice can alleviate excess stress and keep your brain and gut in peaceful communication. 6, take long walks in nature barefoot. Taking a walk in nature can really boost the harmonious connection between your brain and your gut. Walking allows us to reconnect mind and body, and walking barefoot in nature can help to balance hormones and eliminate feelings of stress. Go to the beach or a park where you can take off your shoes, be free, and enjoy the beneficial biological effects of walking on the earth. And 7, don't forget to innercise. It's important to exercise your brain, just as you exercise the rest of your body. You just listened to the post titled, "What is the Connection Between Your Brain and Your Gut?" by Denise Kinsley with MyNeuroGym.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I recently read about the health benefits of walking around barefoot in nature. The theory behind this is that walking barefoot grounds the body, literally, meaning the body has a natural electrical charge to it. The earth has a different charge. So when we walk around barefoot, we transfer some of the electrical charge from the body to the earth. By doing this, the theory is that we remove free radicals from the body. Free radicals are free-floating electrons that could cause harm to our cells. And we do this by transferring these free-floating electrons to the earth. Again, this is just a theory at this point. We can't say for sure whether the practice of walking around barefoot in nature will lower your risk for disease, but it's definitely an interesting area of future research. I also want to mention something about the gut microbiome. I often get asked questions like, how can I reset my gut microbiome? Or, how can I keep my gut microbiome healthy? Well, just as Denise mentioned, one of the best ways to do this is through diet. Consuming whole, minimally processed foods like fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and beans are a great start. This is because they contain dietary fiber, and they also contain nutrients that support a healthy gut microbiome, like vitamins A, C, and folate. Now, you don't need to use any special enemas or follow an extreme dietary protocol to have a healthy gut microbiome. Instead, it comes down to eating the same nutritious foods you hear me mentioning day after day on this podcast. So if you can aim to consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fresh fruits and vegetables each day, you're well on your way to having a very healthy gut microbiome and potentially a very healthy brain too. Now that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.